presented by Hyundai, proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals Women's Club is a tight-knit group. After all, they share in common the ups and downs, highs and lows of the season. At times, they're one another's support system. But on these nights, they come together to provide support, the kind that isn't determined by wins and losses, but simply to create smiles.
To be able to come out together where it's really not about football, it's just about giving. And each of us recognize we are so blessed to be a part of this NFL anyway, and to be able to give to the community and to share some of that with somebody else and to do it as a group is just wonderful.
The Cardinals not only visit the house, they have become part of the house.
Each one of our rooms is decorated by someone from our local community. And we try to get people who do really wild, different things so it doesn't look like you're home at home. Just it looks like a home away from home. And the Cardinals graciously decorated this two-bedroom apartment that we have here.
The Ronald McDonald House is invaluable to its very important guests, families like the Ruizes. Anahi Ruiz was in need of a kidney transplant in 2007. Fortunately, her father, Adrian, was an able donor. Adrian is a soldier, home from a tour of duty in Afghanistan, and the house provides a home away from home when they travel to Phoenix for medical care.
Basically allows like a family just to move here with nothing, at a moment's notice, and they have everything you need here. Food, place to stay, clothes, anything you need. So they were able to help us out that way.
Once a month, the Women's Club convenes at the Ronald McDonald House, providing dinner, activities, and gifts. Their famous husbands are welcome, but it's the women who are the heart and soul of the evening.
This dinner is so special, and it's a wonderful group of people. The energy and the enthusiasm, and I love being part of this group.
Valerie Slowick, wife of Cardinals defensive assistant Ryan Slowick, has become the unofficial organizer of these monthly dinners. She has helped grow the event from its modest beginnings to a can't-miss evening for regular volunteers.
She said, I have this idea. I want to start a relationship with Ronald McDonald House. She knew that other NFL teams in other cities had that relationship. And she really worked hard, made all the phone calls, and reached out to so many different people to get it going. And so she's been great. She's here every single month.
She's just a great representative of the organization, and she deeply cares about all of these people.
If we can take an hour, 2 hours out of our time and serve dinner, serve dessert, hand out some hats, have the guys sign some autographs, and it makes these families maybe forget about their children's health crisis for a little bit. We're more than happy to do that.
Nicole Bidwill arrives at Ronald McDonald House each month with Barney, her certified therapy dog, worth his weight in licks and smiles.
It's nice to be able to bring Barney along, and the kids just love him, and it's nice to see the kids smiling and thinking about something other than their illness.
Jay and I have four small children, so for us to come here and encourage the families that are going through hard times is just a little bit of a blessing that we can give back to them. We're laughing because this is our date night.
In a way, the relationship with the house is symbolic of an unspoken sisterhood among the women, a bond that only an NFL wife would understand.
That's our family. We spend holidays together, and it's true. Only we know what we're going through. So we do lean on each other, and it is a really nice support system to have.
This is real life. This is important. The wins are great. The losses are tough. But this is how we can give back. The community's been so great to us, and it's good that we can do something for the community.
Nights like this not only lend perspective, but perhaps a lesson in resilience.
It never gets the guys down who come and visit. They're always upbeat to see the kids. And I think it's great for the kids to see that, too. If they know that we're going through a bad season, we can keep upbeat. So hopefully they can keep upbeat through their trials as well.